Welcome to XY Files. I'm Dr. Alexander Grant, a urologist and researcher specializing in men's reproductive health and hormone balance. Today we're diving into testosterone replacement therapy near me, what it actually means, who it helps, and how to do it safely. Let me hit you with a quick guy moment I see all the time. A man comes in and says, "Doc, I'm not lazy. I'm not depressed. I'm just not me anymore." He's dragging through the day. His workouts feel flat. He's more irritable. Sex feels optional. And the first thing he does, like most guys, he opens his phone and types testosterone replacement therapy near me. Here's the surprising part. A lot of those guys don't actually need TRT. And some of the guys who truly do need it end up at clinics that hand it out like energy drinks with almost no testing, no follow-up, and no plan. That's where trouble starts. So let's break this down like we're talking after a workout. No fluff, no scare tactics, just real talk. Testosterone is your main male hormone. It affects sex drive, erections, energy, muscle, bone strength, mood, and even your red blood cell production. It's not just a sex hormone. It's more like your body's octane rating. And yes, levels usually peak in your 20s and then gradually drift down as you age, often around 1% per year after 30. But here's what most guys don't realize. Getting older doesn't automatically mean you need TRT. The men who benefit most tend to have two things at the same time. One, real symptoms that match low testosterone. Two, solid lab testing showing levels are truly low. Think about it this way. If your car feels slow, you don't automatically replace the engine. You check the basics first. Fuel, air, spark. Same idea here. So what symptoms actually matter? The big ones I listen for are low sex drive, fewer morning erections, lower intensity orgasms, low energy that doesn't match your lifestyle, weaker gym performance or slower recovery, brain fog, like you're running on old Wi-Fi. Mood changes can show up too. More belly fat, less muscle, lower stamina. Now, those symptoms can also come from bad sleep, stress, heavy alcohol use, overtraining, thyroid issues, certain medications, and sleep apnea. So we don't just blame testosterone because it's the easiest headline. When it comes to lab testing, pay attention to this because it can save you from years of unnecessary hormones. You want at least two separate morning blood tests, ideally between 7 and 11 a.m. That's when your natural levels are highest. One random afternoon test, after 3 hours of sleep and two energy drinks, is not a diagnosis. A lot of evidence points to this. Men with symptoms plus a total testosterone below roughly 350 are the ones most likely to benefit. And if total testosterone is borderline, we look at free testosterone, which is basically the usable portion. If free testosterone is low, often under about 100, that supports the diagnosis. And then there's a sneaky player called SHBG. That's a blood protein that grabs testosterone and holds on to it. Some guys have plenty of total testosterone, but it's locked up. This is common with obesity, type 2 diabetes, and thyroid issues. So free testosterone matters. Bottom line, don't start a lifelong hormone plan based on one shaky lab.
Now, let's talk about what TRT actually does inside the body, because this part explains a lot, especially fertility. Your brain and your testicles work like a thermostat and a furnace. Brain senses hormone levels, sends signals down, testicles produce testosterone. When levels are high enough, the brain says, "Cool, we're good," and turns down the signal. TRT is like adding a space heater to the room. The room warms up, but the thermostat senses it and tells the furnace to chill. Translation, when you take testosterone from the outside, your body often reduces its own production, and sperm counts can drop, sometimes a lot. So if you want kids soon, you absolutely need to talk strategy before jumping on TRT. There are other approaches depending on your situation. Now, what are the main ways to do TRT? If you search TRT near me, these are the usual options you'll hear. 1. Injections, usually weekly or every 2 weeks. They're affordable and they work, but some guys feel peaks and crashes, like they feel great for a few days, then flat before the next dose. 2. Gels or patches. Daily use, no needles, and more stable levels. But you have to be careful with skin transfer. If you put gel on and then hug your partner or pick up your kid before it dries, that's a real problem. 3. Pellets. Tiny pellets placed under the skin every few months. Pretty steady, very convenient, but it's a minor procedure each time, and not everyone loves that. 4. Oral capsules. Newer versions are better than the old school stuff people worried about, but they need to be taken correctly, often with a fat-containing meal. And in some men, they can raise blood pressure. Which one is best? It depends on your lifestyle, your goals, your tolerance for needles, your budget, and how stable you want your levels. Now, let's set expectations, because this is where guys get frustrated. TRT is not a superhero serum. If you're truly low and you're a good candidate, you may notice better libido, better overall sexual function, more energy, improved mood, sometimes, better lean muscle and less fat over time, stronger bones over the long term. But it's usually moderate, not magical. Think of TRT like tightening rusty bolts. Things run smoother, you feel more solid, but it's not a full engine swap. If your sleep is awful, your diet is chaotic, you're stressed to the ceiling, and you're barely moving, testosterone won't fix all that. It might help, but it won't carry the whole team. Now, let's talk risks and monitoring, because safe TRT is monitored TRT. Common side effects include acne, oily skin, and mild water retention. The one I really watch closely is your red blood cell count. Testosterone can push that up. If it goes too high, your blood can get thicker, and that can raise clot risk. So we monitor something called hematocrit with regular labs. This is non-negotiable. What about the heart and prostate? This gets loud online. Here's the truth. Early studies raised concerns about heart risk, but more recent data hasn't shown a major danger signal when men are properly screened and monitored. That said, if you had a recent heart attack or stroke, we're cautious. On the prostate side, TRT does not appear to cause prostate cancer in a simple way, but it can uncover issues that were already there, and it can affect prostate tissue. So we check PSA, and we keep an eye on urinary symptoms. Again, monitored TRT. Now zoom out for a second. Low testosterone often travels with other problems. It's rarely alone. If you're carrying extra body fat, especially around the waist, testosterone often runs lower. And low testosterone can make it easier to gain fat and harder to keep muscle. That's a brutal loop. In type 2 diabetes, low testosterone is common, up to about 1 in 3 men. TRT may slightly improve waist size and blood sugar markers in some men, but it's not a diabetes cure. And mood matters too. Low testosterone is linked with depressive symptoms for some men, and TRT can help mild to moderate depression in men who truly have hypogonadism. But if you're dealing with major depression, trauma, or chronic stress, you still need a full plan. Hormones are one piece, not the whole puzzle. So, how do you find safe, effective testosterone replacement therapy near me without getting pulled into a sketchy setup? Here's my quick checklist. First, they should confirm symptoms plus labs, not just one lab, not just you look tired. Second, they should discuss fertility before starting. If they don't bring it up, you bring it up. Third, they should have a monitoring plan, blood counts, testosterone levels, and PSA at minimum. Fourth, dosing should aim for a normal, healthy range, not let's crank it and see what happens. And fifth, they should talk lifestyle with you. Sleep, weight, resistance training, alcohol, stress. If the clinic acts like none of that matters, that's a red flag. Now let's hit a few common questions and mistakes I hear constantly. 1. My testosterone is 420, so I'm fine, right? Not necessarily.
If SHBG is high, your free testosterone might be low. Also, symptoms matter. But don't use symptoms alone to justify TRT either. You want the pattern, symptoms plus repeat labs. 2. TRT will fix my erections. Sometimes it helps, especially libido. But if your main issue is erection firmness, blood flow and nerve function are often the bigger drivers. TRT isn't Viagra. In fact, a lot of men need targeted ED meds, even with optimized testosterone. 3. Once I start TRT, I'm on it forever. Not always, but you should assume it's a long-term commitment unless there's a clear reversible cause. And if fertility is a priority, you need a different conversation before you begin. Bottom line, TRT is neither a scam nor a miracle. It's a legitimate medical therapy for the right guy, done the right way. Your job is to avoid shortcuts, sloppy testing, sloppy dosing, and zero monitoring. If you've been feeling low energy or brain fog, poor sleep, low mood or motivation, weaker workouts or recovery, reduced libido or sexual performance, or unwanted body composition changes, and that sounds like you, upload your labs to VIDMA for free, or order labs through our special offer at VIDMA.com.